Hello, I'm Harriet Cable and I am your teacher for this Linkboard course on Brazilian Portuguese. You will be presented with words like this. The Portuguese for cow is vaca. Imagine a cow with a vacuum cleaner cleaning a field. You should imagine this as vividly as you can for about 10 seconds until the next word comes in. After you have been given a set of words, you will be tested on them, then given some grammar and sentence examples. The first set of words have to do with animals. The Portuguese for cat is gato. Imagine a cat eating a beautiful gato. The Portuguese for dog is cão. Imagine a dog chasing a cow. The Portuguese for bull is touro. Imagine a toreador fighting a bull. The Portuguese for cow is vaca. Imagine a cow with a vacuum cleaner cleaning the field. The Portuguese for duck is pato. Imagine duck pate. The Portuguese for sardine is sardinha. Imagine sardines in port wine. Remember, when the word is the same or similar in English and Portuguese, you picture the word interacting with port wine. The Portuguese for octopus is polvo. Imagine pulverizing an octopus. The Portuguese for goose is ganso. Imagine gans or geese going around together. The Portuguese for salmon is salmão. Imagine salmon swimming in port wine. The Portuguese for rabbit is coelho. Imagine hearing a rabbit call you. Now translate. What is the English for coelho? Rabbit. Salmão. Salmon. Ganso. Goose. Polvo. Octopus. Sardinha. Sardine. Pato. Duck. Vaca. Cow. Touro. Bull. Cão. Dog. Gato. Cat. Now the other way round. What is the Portuguese for rabbit? Coelho. Salmon.
Salmão.
Goose.
Ganso.
Octopus.
Polvo.
Sardine.
Sardinha.
Duck.
Pato.
Cow.
Vaca.
Bull.
Touro.
Dog.
Cão.
Cat.
Gato.
Now some elementary grammar. The first thing to learn about Portuguese words is that all things, sometimes called nouns, whether living or non-living, are either masculine or feminine. You could guess that touro, bull, is masculine and vaca, cow, is feminine. With some words, you can't guess. But usually, if the word ends in an O, then it is masculine. If it ends in an A, then it is feminine. So, for example, pato, duck, is masculine since it ends in an O. Sardinha, sardine, is feminine since it ends in an A. Give the genders of the following words. Pato, masculine. Gato, masculine. Sardinha, feminine. Salmão, masculine. Vaca, feminine.